Dear brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that the Lord gives me. And today I'd like to share with you a message that I received while praying on November 5th, 2020. It was a really encouraging message to me. As a matter of fact, after the Lord gave it to me, I was filled with joy in the Holy Spirit, and I know that the Lord wanted me to share it with you as well, because I feel that it is a message for those who are weary or discouraged, tired. It's a message of hope in a time of despair. After the message the Lord gave me, I think 6 or 7, I can't remember how many, scriptures that he wanted me to read. Now, sometimes the Lord will give me a scripture to read after a message, usually not. Usually I just go ahead and put corresponding scriptures that match the message, but this time he literally gave me the chapters he wanted me to read. It wasn't verses, it was whole chapters. And I will be putting those chapters in my blog transcript, and the link for that is in the description box below. Please, after this message, go and read some of those chapters. Hopefully they will bless you. I believe the Lord wanted us to read them. All right, let me go ahead now and I will read this message. It's a little bit long. Please bear with me. Hang in there, brothers and sisters, so you can hear the whole thing. All right, here's the message. In this great time of chaos, I have rescued for myself a remnant that will pray according to my will. They are those who have walked through the flame of adversity and have forsaken me not. For all others, pray that their eyes will be opened in the spirit to the real battle at hand. This is not a war in the physical as much as the one that is raging in the heavenlies. Prayer is the only thing that will calm the storm, the perfect storm that is all around you. At this time, there is only my battle cry of prayer. Pray, pray, pray. Seek my face on bended knee, and better yet, prostrate before me. The more that humble themselves before me, the more I will hear. Will America turn from their wicked ways like Nineveh, or will she succumb to the evil that is permeating its very soul? Choices. The choices that are heeded now will determine the outcome of the future. These choices need to be done in the spirit realm, for that is where the true war really is. And then I stopped, I paused, and I asked the Lord, Lord, I don't know exactly what to be praying for right now. What do you want me to be praying for? And this is what I heard, brothers and sisters. I heard this. Pray for righteousness, truth, and justice to be brought back to the land of the living. Pray for a great harvest to come out of the ashes of despair and suffering. Pray for my imminent return to come quickly and swiftly. Pray to be counted worthy to escape all that is coming and to be able to stand. Pray for the innocent, poor, and lonely of heart, that they would be strengthened. Pray for a great outpouring of my spirit on all flesh, like it says in my word. To those who have repented and turned from their wicked ways and seek me with all of your hearts, I will hear your prayers and supplications. I will hear and I will act, for I am with my own. Let all circumstances go and follow me. Do not let your heart be troubled, for I am with you to the end of the age and beyond. Your Savior, your Bridegroom, the Son of the Living God, the Alpha and Omega, the one true God, the name above every name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then, brothers and sisters, I kept on praying. And when I kept on praying, I started hearing more from the Lord. And this is what I heard. I heard, "Are you weary of soul? Then drink from my fountain of life. Are you sad and discouraged? Bring that burden to me and let me lift it. Are you sick and hurting? Call out to me and let me direct you during your time of pain. I heal in many ways. Are you downcast? let me lift you up out of the mud of despair. To all those who know the truth, let this truth set you free. Declare freedom from the rooftops and reject all captivity, for I have come to set the prisoner free. And then I heard this. I heard, let them be a light shining in the darkness. That's what I heard. I heard, let them be a light shining in the darkness. And then there was another pause, and I heard, this is not a time of fear, but a time for your light to be shining for me. This is the greatest opportunity to be my witnesses. How wonderfully glorious is that thought. How wonderfully glorious is that truth. This is not a day of sadness. No, it is a time to rejoice in the opportunities that you have been given. For I will pour out my spirit on you, and you will prophesy for me. Let the anointing flow from you to others. Do not hold back, but share. You were meant for such a time. My beloveds, hallelujah. Rejoice in me now and forever. This is the time. This is the place. This is like no time and like no other. Amen and amen. And then afterwards, like I said, brothers and sisters, I heard this message and I was so filled with the Holy Spirit. And I wrote this. I said, come, Lord Jesus, and fill your servants with your power that we might accomplish your will. Amen.